St. Gwynfrid's Parishioner by Thomas Ryder. I'm John Colwyn, and I call St. Gwynfrid's my parish. No tithing, no minister fashioning pulpit phrases for the pound's sake. My theology is all with the bards of Holyhead Town, those guardians of Welsh lore. Some lines I have by heart. 1,000 years ago, hard by hell, young Gwynfrid's revelry placed him. A poem I've heard at those festivals begins. The greatest wickedness in all of Wales, until an angel told him in a dream to search for a white ox with a golden cross on its forehead, and where he found it, build a chapel as penance. Humble wattle and daub overlooking the Irish Sea, a latticework of branches and wooden uprights enclosed in a slurry of mud, dung, straw. Vanished, but still standing, through a bard's faith in the language he gives to legends. Awash in time, on one of my walks overlooking Holyhead and the Irish Sea, I came upon this open ground, at its center a boulder, flat-topped granite hard and beautiful as penance, an altar the angel told him would appear where the ox of atonement was grazing. The ground I'm standing on said, "Let this be it." I call myself St. Gwynfrid's parishioner, and that's not a thing made of nothing. No matter the scholars, those Donnish doubters who say Gwynfrid was merely a hermit. Ah, the bells. Our new cathedral, St. Whoever's, I call it, named after no one ever local here. I grant it's a grand thing, reaching toward heaven with rigged bids by a vicar's nephew. Mortgaged to its bell tower, drawing the faithful with the largest peal in Wales. Add a freighted-in Norman archway and font. But oh, the sermons of a saffron-faced Canon Jones when pledges and a funding drive fall short. As spiritual advisor, he'll unhook a load from your soul, then your wallet. His own salvation? Has that any odds? His stroke that sure as saints is building, that's not a patch on what awaits him in the next world. Amen. Myself, I'm a widower on a pension, civil service. I come here with my thermos of tea to be alone with Gwynfrid's bones. With his fingertip in the slurry, he made an image on the chapel wall of that ox trampling the sinner, a harrowing the young man fixed his eyes upon in prayer. At his death, that creation was borne away by angels choiring, and another with it, the Christ child atop the ox, now calm and gentle as a farm animal content in harness. I see Christ smiling like any child on a fairground's pony ride, like my own son once. Oh, the dear one he was, whose bones lie with his fishing boat on the bottom of the Irish Sea. Those waters I imagine the fallen Gwynfrid looking out on, weeping for joy at the crossings of saints in their coracles.